Friday night out of your guys?
You know, this whole thing about preseason game, we're looking to see where everybody fits. Okay, obviously, you know, we're looking out of Ahmad Bradshaw to continue what he's done in the past and being a tough physical type runner, looking for him to be a great mentor with the rest of the young guys. We've got a good group of young guys that want a challenge for a position here on this team. What we really want to find out where everybody fits and how we can utilize, you know, basically running back by committee if we can, because it's going to be a long, grueling season, and we want to use the best players in the best situations we can. You know, we have a really good young man out of Virginia Tech and David Wilson. He's got some speed. He's got some off-tackle ability. You know, he has that second gear, you know. And where does he fit? You know, where is he within the learning curve of the NFL right now? There's the hardest thing for a rookie right now, especially as a running back, to fit in. And how much can he digest? How much has he grown? And can he protect the great quarterback that we have? That's the number one thing that he has to do, is protect the great quarterback. And I think we've got some other kids who've helped Eli Manning and Danny Ware in the third down offense that can help us there, being able to catch the ball on the backfield, being able to run, you know, the tough physical runs inside when we need it. Obviously, we're missing Brandon Jacobs. You know, we want to find out who's going to be that banger that hits the line of scrimmage, such as an Andre Brown, who's an every down kind of guy, extremely athletic, can change direction, has good lateral speed, you know, can get in and out of a hole, can catch the ball extremely well, has the size to pick up 240, 50-pound linebackers. You know, where is he right now in the stage of our offense? We think he's a lot further than he's ever been right now. He's the one question mark we're really looking forward to finding out. But like I said, we have a good group of guys. Want to see if we're going to be physical and tough and finish strong.
Coach, Ahmad talked about, we all marvel at David's speed, but Ahmad talked about him not dancing so much, getting that north-south speed and using it to his advantage. Do you see him improving on that?
I think that some, you know, he has some innate habits that he does. And you got to understand David. David's an extremely likable guy, and David loves show. Okay, so a lot of things out there he's doing, he's playing around, he's showing. You know, he's been able to get away with things in college. So trying to hone him that hey, these habits that you've done in the past for show, you can't do that in the NFL. We want to get you upfield as fast as we can, take advantage of your speed, know when to get down, take care of the ball and protect the ball. He had 4 fumbles a year ago. We want to make sure that, you know, he is secure with the ball, he's secure protecting the quarterback, you know, and we'll find the right plays where we can utilize his speed. And if he's not ready in the learning curve right now to protect the linebackers, well, we'll do some other things to find out what he can do and not worry about what he can't do. But he is going to be an integral part of what we do this year. Somehow, some way, it may not be an awful lot, because we know that the defense gets paid too. If he comes out on the field and you guys are saying, well, I guess we know what this play is, that was real good, but we're going to have enough of something that he is going to be a contributor that they have to at least try to defend, because he does have that exceptional kind of speed that you're looking for.
He was a first-round draft pick for a reason. Coming into camp, has he impressed you? Has he been what you guys expected?
Well, haven't been in this game a long time. You know, practice is one thing, game is another. So, you know, the challenge of the game, we're looking forward to it, getting him ready for this weekend and this whole preseason process to see what he can do. It's an exciting thing right now. You know, there are some things that I'm very impressed with. There's some things that I'm not. Just because I'm thinking as a coach that I want him to know that I don't think he's ready. Okay? And we'll decide when he's ready. And his teammates will decide when he's ready. Okay? So it's a learning curve process for all rookie running backs right now. There's been more bust than great, okay? So let's find a way to make him great. So we're going to find what he does do well and accentuate that, and let's see what he does. We know he runs with great speed. Let's see it.
Aside from on the sidelines with an injury, where is Darrell Scott right now in terms of his development and where he fits in your plans?
Well, again, you know, we saw some good things out of Darrell a year ago. He's linear. You know, he can get upfield. He's got good finish speed when he gets going. Where he is right now, he hasn't been on the field an awful lot. Okay, we haven't played him in a game. Hopefully we get in a game and see what we can do. I want to see, or we want to see, an every down kind of guy out of this guy who has some size, who has some quickness, who has some finish speed, who can catch the ball out of the backfield, but can he be a continuous playmaker? Can he take care of our quarterback? That's what we want to see out of him. But until we actually get into these games, who knows? The best thing we have right now, okay, that Jerry Reese has been able to put together here is good competition. Competition will take care of itself, let alone playing against who they have to play against, but the competition among each other.
Gerald, one of the things that Ahmad said bugged him about last season was finishing last in rushing in the league. Have you guys seen any improvement in the first couple of weeks of camp?
Well, obviously, you know, Tom has alluded how tough it is right now with this new schedule. This is a different kind of schedule. Who knows where we are right now? I mean, it's all going to be based how we come out of, you know, the next preseason games, because until we actually play against somebody, because you don't have that ability, the two-day practice of the grind and toughness, okay? And that's why you, in 2 days, that's how you built your team, you know, in certain facets, that this practice was all running, this practice was all passed. Well, you're trying to put it all together in one practice. Yes, we're going to be a smarter team. Yes, we're going to figure out some things a lot better. But have we found a way to grow together, be tough together, to sweat together, to die together? That's up in the air right now. So we're dying and salivating to go to a game. I know Coach Coughlin can't wait to see a game so he can actually see somebody attack somebody with their job on the line, all right, and see what you have as a team and as a man that builds this team. So, you know, where we are right now in the run game, we won't know until we get through this first game and see where we're going to have to regroup and reemphasize and just see where we are right now. But it's got to be a great feeling.
Any change in Hynoski in year two? Look like he's catching the ball more.
Oh, he's, we always knew that Henry can catch the ball, okay? And the quarterback definitely trusts throwing him the ball in situations. And anytime, obviously, you have a Victor Cruz and things like that, and they want to find a way to double him or double our tight end, things like that, the running back and fullback is going to open up. The fullback is going to open up the tight end game in the flat, which is great, okay? We know he can do that. We hope he can help us in the run game one day in some short yardage type situation. We haven't been able to get to that level yet, but we like to think that we can do that with that young man.